Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for Abner Rami Rossi Shehichyu. Ulischus Moshe Ben Peshadina, Rani Sub Ben Moshe Mordechai, and Moshe Gabriel Ben Yehudis. They shall bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. And we are going to be learning the Rambam, Perek Yud, Halacha Vav, Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, based on the unbelievable Sefer Yad HaLevi. The Rambam writes, Mitzvus Esishya HaMitzora HaMuchlat Mechusa Rosh Kol Yemei Chaluto, that it is a Mitzvus Asay for a man who is afflicted with Tzaras, who is deemed definitively impure, Muchlat Mechusa Rosh Kol Yemei Chaluto, to cover his head throughout the time he is impure. It's not a well-known fact. Ve'ote al safam ke'evel, and he should be cloaked until his lips like a mourner. Uforein begadav, umodia ovrim alav shehu tame, and his clothes should be torn, and he must notify those who pass by him that he is impure, as it says in Yikra Yud Gimel Mem Hei, that Sarua Asher Bo Hanega, and the person afflicted with Tzaras, who has the blemish, etc. It says in the Pasuk, Vatzua Asher Bo Hanega, Begadav Yehu Frumim, Veroshi Afarua, Val Safam Yate, Vitame Tame Yikra, the leper, Tzarua, in whom the plague is, shall wear torn clothes, and the hair of his head should be long, should hang loose. He shall cover his upper lip, and he should cry out, Tamei, Tamei. Afilu koin gadol shenetzdareya, poreya uporeim, she'ese doche losase. Even a koin gadol, says the Rambam Vayter, who became a tzaras, and normally it's forbidden for the Kohen Gadol to do Priya and Prima, as we discussed at length in other Shiurim. Nevertheless, here the din is that he should do Priya and Prima. Yes, yes. Why? Because the essay of being a Mitzara is Deche the Leisasei. Hamavur midivrei Rambam, Sheikar Halav Shel Priyo Prima, Ha'amr B'Kohen Gadol, Shaykh Gamkein B'Kohen Gadol Mitzora, that the Ikar Lav we see in the Rambam that was said by a Kohen Gadol is also Shaykh by a Kohen Gadol Mitzora. Kohen Gadol Mitzora is also now let to do Priya and Prima. And that he does Priya and Prima, letting his hair grow and ripping his clothing, is Midian Asei Docha Losa saying, this is difficult, because the Rambam writes in the first parak of Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Halacha Yud, K'shem Shein HaKohanim was heard on Aliyayin Ela B'Shas Bi'el HaMikdash, Kachin assume the gadol parav l'shas b'yal hamikdash. Remember, we remember coin hediot. Our coin gadol asur the gadol parav l'kro b'gadav le'olam. Sherei tamid hu b'mikdash. Ulekach nemar bo es rosha lo yifro v'gadav lo yifro. Hamavur b'divrei Rambam. She is soda iser shel priyo prima. Bein b'coin hediot. Bein b'coin gadol is one. That the iser is b'shas b'yal hamikdash. And that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to do Pri and Priya La'olam is because it's always considered for him Shaz Bia. He's always in the Beis HaMikdash. But here, we're talking about a Kohen Gadol Shenitzdareya. He's not allowed to do Avoda. He's sent out of the three camps. So the Chora, for him, it's not considered Shaz Bia. And there's no Isser of Priya and Prima. So what does the Rambam mean when he says, Poreo Porem, Mishum Ese Doicha Loisese? What's this inyan of doing Priya and Prima? Because of Esei Deicha Losasei, there's no Losasei here. The Losasei is because he's coming into the Mikdash. And here he's not coming into the Mikdash, sweet friends. There's no going into the Mikdash for this man. He's a Mitzora. So therefore, there's no Losasei for him. The Losasei is only when you're going to go into the Mikdash. And the Kohen Gadol is always in the Mikdash. But this one isn't. And in fact, Rav Shach Zatzal asks this in Avi Ezri, in Hilchos Bias Mikdash. So maybe we can say that the Rambam in Hilchos Klei Mikdash writes in the fifth perek, Veino kore al mesu kishar kohanim, shenemar uvegadav lo yifrom, v'imkara loke. And he doesn't rip for his dead relative like other kohanim, as it says, uvegadav lo yifrom, and his begadim should not be ripped. V'imkara, but if he did rip, then what's the din? Loke. So this Kohen Gadol is now allowed to be Korei al Meso. If he does, he's Loke. Makor Advar, Mataras Kohanim, Parshas Emor, Parshas Epeis, Rameyam, Rosh, Leifra, Begadol, Leifram, Al Mes, Kederach, Shebani Adam, Porim, Porim, Upormim, Al Mesei Hem. So it's Mashma that it's a din Isser Kriya b'misuyam Al Hames. Because it says, "Uvagadaliyah from almeis, kederach shnei adam parim parim almeisayim." So it's a din iser kriya b'mesuyam almeis, and this is difficult to understand because in the Rambam and Bias Mikdash we see it's not on the meis; it's b'chol gavna. This is discussed by the Menchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kofnun, and again there is a tremendously, crazily beautiful arichus in the Sefer of Moreinu Rabbeinu Hagaon HaGadol Rav Yitzchak Manzatzal on Kachim, and we had the six shiurim trying to convey some of his chadushim. We didn't finish, but he discusses this as well. So it would seem as follows. Now we're going to go on this derech. The Rambam writes in Losa Se Kuf Samach Dalid, Shehizira kohanim likanis lemikdash kurei begodim, v'romo yisalu bigdechem lo sifromo, v'nichbala zosa azhara gamkein v'amro b'choyin gado lo yifrom. V'da, shkoin gado lo sifromo, afilu shlo b'sha'a sabo lekro omeis shom meislo, v'avur tosef izu nichbala zos halav, v'sifri rosh lo yifrom, v'gado lo yifrom, omeis v'gderach shmini adem korim porim amiseyim. So the Rambam writes that there's an azhara, there's a warning, a losa say for Kohanim, not to go into the Mikdash with ripped clothing. And that's what the Torah means when it says, Ubigdechem lo sifromu. And this azhara was repeated when it says by Kohen Gadol lo yifrom, second time in the Torah. And you should know, says the Rambam, that a Kohen Gadol is us, or even shalom b'shas avodah l'koral meis or shemeis lo. And because of this tosefes, it was added. In other words, regular coin is only b'shas avoda, and a coin gadol l'afil shalom b'shas avoda. And in Sifri it says rosh leifra b'gadol leifra al meiso k'derech shbini adam korim uporimin al meisehem. The Ramban writes b'dir adibay Rambam that he holds that by the isser of priya and prima of coin gadol there are two isurim. One of them is the isser priya prima b'shas avoda, and there coin gadol v'coin hediot shavim. So one Isser in both of them. They're both not allowed to do Pri and Prima. B'Shas Avoda. And secondly, there was a Chiddush by a Kohen Gadol that he's not allowed to do Kri Al Meso. And that's Isser only by Kohen Gadol. L'chud. That's an Issa only on the Kohen Gadol. U'lefizeh, it would seem Pashut that the Isser of Pri and Prima, that's Mishum L'Sade Avoda, that's because of Avoda, is talui in whether or not he's Roy Avoda. But that by Kohen Gadol, there's an Isser Mesuyim L'Koral Meso, that's not talui at all in Din Bias Mikdash. And a raya we can bring from Hari Yos Yud Beis, that by Mashiach Sha'avar, you have a Kohen Gadol Sha'avar, there's also an Isser of Pri and Prima, like a Kohen Gadol who's presently serving. And sometimes a Mashiach Sha'avar was over because of his mum. So if the whole Isser of Pri and Prima is Mishum L'Sade Avoda, then we have Akasha. Why, if a Kohen Gadol is no longer serving, because he is a mum, why, if he's no longer serving when he is a mum, Do we say that he's not allowed to do pre and prima? He's not right lavoda. So it must be that besides the iser pre and prima that we have mishum l'sad avoda, there's also an iser b'fnei atzma the koral meso that's not at all talei in avoda, and therefore it's shaykh even kohen gadol shalavar. So we have by kohen gadol a separate iser. Uvezem midukdokim meod divrei harambam, and with this we can most beautifully explain the Rambam. That in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, the Rambam writes Stamma that Kohen Gadol is Asur Legor B'Gadol Le'Olam, and the Rambam doesn't write it's Asur Al Meso. In Hilchos Kohen Mikdash, the Rambam writes Asur Al Meso, because in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, the Rambam is talking about Kriya Mitzad Bias Mikdash, because Hilchos Bias Mikdash, and there it's not totally in the Mace. The Isser is that he's Karua B'Gadim B'Shas Bias Mikdash, and that's why he writes that Kohen Gadol is Asur Legor Le'Olam, because he's always in the Mikdash. But in Hilchos Kohen Mikdash, the Rambam is talking about dinim that were said by Kohen Gadol, and there he says also the Koral Meso, and that's even Shelo B'Shas Avoda. So it's really not a steer at all. In Hilchos Bias Mikdash, the Rambam is talking of Stama about a Kohen Gadol. He's not allowed to be Korei B'Gadol Le'Olam. And he doesn't say Al-Meso, because there he's talking about Midin B'S Mikdash. He's not allowed to go into the Mikdash with ripped clothing. In Hilchos Kohen Mikdash, he says Al-Meso, because in Hilchos Kohen Mikdash, he's talking about Dinim that were said about a Kohen Gadol. Not Mitzad B'S Mikdash, Mitzad the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Korei Al-Meso, and that's even Shalom B'Shas Avoda. In Maseches Moed Katan, and Daf Yud Dalet, it says, "Iboilu Mitzora Mashinik Tzarasu Beregel." The Mitzora, knowing his Tzaras in the regel. Amar Rava Tashma, but Tzarua the Rabbis Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol called Shana Karegel Dami, Karegel Kuliyama Dami, San Kohen Gadol Makrivonan, Vieno, Chel, Shmami Na, Noik Trasve Me Regel, Shmami Na. So the Gemara says that a Mitzora is Noik Tzaraso Beregel. The Gemara asks if a Mitzora acts as a Mitzora during the Regel, and then we bring a Braisa Raya that it says that Vatsurah is the Rabbis Kohen Gadol. Now Kohen Gadol always has a Din Regel. As it says in the Mishnah that a Kohen Gadol is Makriv Onan, because for him it's considered a regel. So how's a Kohen Gadol knowing, if a Kohen Gadol is all year round, it's a regel for him, then how's he knowing Tzaraso? So it must be that the Mitzvah is knowing Tzaraso by regel. The Tosa Rashi writes, "Dehad Mashvin and Kohen Gadol Kol Yom Hashana Keregel Lekulei Alma." That we make a Kohen Gadol all year round. Like a regel for everybody else. Hainilinyan ze limnoa chalos avelus de tzaras olav. Kech de chazina de simchas kedushaso. Monas milochal avelus de meis. That is with respect to preventing the chalos avelus of tzaras on him. Just like we see that the simcha of his kedusha prevents avelus of a meis, it also prevents the avelus of tzaras umavur. Davar Meod Manyan, we see in the Tos Rosh that the din of Niyug Tzara'as is a din of Niyug Avelus V'chenu B'Rambam Perek Yud Hichos Tumas Tzara'as Halach Avav Mitzah Sesi Shia Mitzora Muchlat Milchusa Rosh Kol Yamei Chaluto Ve'ose Al Safam Ke'evel. Rambam writes in Perek Yud Halach Avav that a Mitzora Muchlat, a definitive Mitzora, has to be how cover his head all the days of his being secluded, and he covers his lip like an avel, like an avel. In other words, by mitzvah you see dine avelus. So that's the proof that even though by Kohen Gadol there's no avelus demes, nevertheless, there is avelus of Mitzora. He's always regaldik. There's no avelus de meis, but there is an avelus of mitzora. Now in the Chedusha HaRitva, there he writes, and that the Gemara proves, that Kohen Gadol, Kol Yemos HaShana Karegel Kulei Alma, that all year long, Kohen Gadol is holding like a regal for everybody else, from the fact that he's Makriv Onan, so it must be, it's a regal for him. But it also says there that he doesn't eat. Kevin Shana Oichel, Halocha Shiv Regel, but he doesn't eat the karbanos. So you see, it's not a regal. So Adamaisi Raya, Mia de Makrivona, and Tivshal Lemmy Disnan Shaino Pray Avena Pore. Vyesh Loimar, Denachinami, Dalahi Samich. Old man Yang. On one hand, the Kohen Gadol is Makriv Onan. So that proves that it's a regal. On the other hand, he's not eating. If he's not eating the Karbanos, maybe it's not a regal. If he's not eating the Karbanos because of Zavelis. And another Kasha the Ritva asks is, Adamaisi Raya. Instead of bringing a Raya that he's Makriv Onan, that it's a regal for him. You could be poshet from what we learn in the Mishnah. She'eno poreh aveino poreh. We could bring a raya that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to do pre and prima. Why is a Kohen Gadol not allowed to do pre and prima? Because it's a regal for him. So why don't we bring a raya from there? Ish loimar answers the Ritva, denachinami. That's actually what we're samech on. We're actually samech on the fact that he doesn't do pre and prima, and that proves that it's a regal for him. And therefore it can't necessarily be proved from the fact that he's makriv, because he's not eating. But you can prove it better from the fact that he doesn't do pre and prima, and therefore it's a regal. And the Gemara just brought the raya that's more regal b'fia, that's more common to it, that's more familiar with. V'hachi orcha de Talmuda, and that's the Derech HaGemara. And in the footnote to the Masada Rav Kook Ritvas, he sends you to the another example of this in the Chedushim of the Ritva, Techulin 2:2. How awesome is that? In any event, so that's the Ritva. Umefur lefi divrei Ritva. What comes out according to the Ritva? That the proof that a Kohen Gadol all year long is like a regel is from the fact shenem arbo iser prio prima. That there's an iser, he's now let a lot of hair grow and rip his clothing. Will be aradvarim. That a Kohen Gadol has an iser bifnei atzma of pri and prima al meso. And the Ritva holds. You know why he has such an iser? Because he's mufka from Dine Avelus. Because for him it's a regel. And therefore the Kohen has this iser of pri and prima. So according to this, we can say that the yesod of the iser of pri and prima of a Kohen Gadol isn't dafgal meso. There's an iser of pri and prima of Avelus. Umimela, hu adin nami, the same would apply about the Kriya of Mitzora. Why is the Mitzora doing Kriya? Because he's an Abel. He's a din of Niyug Avelus. He has to have ripped clothing. And that would be then included in the Yisr of Pri and Prima that was said by a Kohen Gadol. And that a Kohen Gadol Mitzora does Pri and Prima, rips his clothing, it has to be, you have to come on to Din Asei Docholos Asei. So what's the Yisr of Pri and Prima by a Kohen Gadol? Avelus. He's not allowed to do an Avelus Dika Priya and Prima. He's now allowed to do an Avela stick of Priya and Prima. When a Mitzara does Priya and Prima, when a Mitzara rips his clothing, when he does Priya and Prima, that's Avela stick. That's a new Avela. So Memela would emerge that when the we're dealing with the Kohen Gadol, who's a Mitzara, he's not allowed to do Priya and Prima of Tzaras. Because that's Niyug Avelus, and he's not allowed to do a Niyug Avelus. And that's why you have to come on to the din of Esed Echelosisei. And now we understand very well what the Rambam writes. Rambam writes that a Kohen Gadol does Priya and Primas because of Esed Echelosisei. And even though he's not Roy Lavodam, here we're not talking about the Isser Kriya Mishum Lasad Bias Mikdash. Problem isn't the Bias Mikdash. Remember, we had the Bias Mikdash problem. We had the Klei Mikdash problem. And notice Bias Mikdash, the Rambam is talking about going into the Mikdash. That's a din in the Avodah. And there's a second din by Kohen Gadol that we had in Ochos Klei Mikdash. And in Ochos Klei Mikdash, we also wrote, Rambam said we. Rambam writes, Veino Koreal Mesuk Shar Kohanim. We asked the Stira. The Nuchas Bias Mikdash, the Isser Priya and Prima is Bechol Gavni, even Lo Mesa. And in Hilchas Klei Mikdash, the Isser is Dafgal Meso. And what do we say, Vaiter? We said that there are two dinim. And Hilchos Bias Mikdash, the Rambam says, Stama, that a Kohen Gadol is now allowed to do Kriyas Begadav Li'olam. And he doesn't say Al Meso. And in Klei Mikdash, he says it's Dafka Al Meso. Because in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, the Rambam is talking about the Isser Kriya Mitzad Bias Mikdash. And there it's not Tolui B'Kriya Al Meis. It's telling him being Karua Begadim. B'Shaz Bias Mikdash. And then we have a second Isser in Klei Mikdash. The Rambam was talking about dinim that were said by Kohen Gadol. And there, it's also the Koral Meso. It's a special din of Kohen Gadol. It's not the Koral Meso. In other words, as we explained, Mishum Lasad Avelus. And that's even Shelo B'Shas Avoda. But I'll call upon him. We see that the these are the two Isurei Kriya. One is Mitzad being in the Mikdash. And the other is, even if he's not going to be in the Mikdash. I said, now it's beautiful. So we're talking about a Mitzora. And a Mitzora, why isn't he allowed to do Kriya? He's not allowed to do Kriya. Mishum Lasad Avelus, as we proved. It's Avelus stick for him to rip. We saw in the Tosa Rosh and the Rambam. A Mitzora is ripping his Avelus. And what's the Isser on the Kohen Gadol? The Isser on the Kohen Gadol is not to act as an Avel. So that would mean that he's not allowed to rip. Even though he's not in the Mikdash. Because that's not Mishum Lasad Avod. It's not going to be as Mikdash because the Rambam claim Mikdash. It's a special din of the Kohen Gadol not to rip Al Meso. What does it mean Al Meso? Mitoch Avelus. And that includes ripping for Tzaras. Because the ripping for Tzaras is also a sign of Avelus. As we showed before. And Memela should be asked for the Kohen Gadol to do so, to rip, because when he rips for Tzaras, that's Avelus, the Kohen Gadol is not a show Avelus, so come on the Rambam. No, the essay is Doche, the Los Assay. So that is super duper. So we proved that the two dinim, the Kohen Gadol, not to do Priya and Prima. One is mitzad the avoda because he's always in the mikdash. One is mitzad that he's a kohen gadol and he's not allowed to show avelus. And the iser for him to do pri and prima alt mitzora should be is mitzad that he's a kohen gadol and he's not roi la avoda. And Kamash Malan, the Rambam tells us, no, but Essay Dechalos is say, and therefore the essay of ripping Alts Mitzora is going to be Doche, his loss is say, of not ripping a Kriya of Avelus. So, there is a Velt more to say about this, and the Mirtz Hashem, hopefully in future Shiurim, we will continue B'li Neder exploring these items. And I thank you so much for listening. We should be so much the Gabbas came called the base Torah, so be a Haba. Amen, be Amen. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening. Sweetest and most beloved friends.